Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to the table.
A podcast where we will never poke you mid-stretch.
Okay, here we go.
Resist.
Thank you for not poking me.
You're welcome, brother.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Hi.
Hi, brother.
Wow.
How are you?
I am wonderful.
Oh, good.
It's been feeling wonderful.
Yo, I actually got cold outside today.
Oh,
I
good. Did.
Like, I didn't have a jacket.
Congratulations.
As you saw when you walked in, my hoodie was on your mic stand.
Right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. So I didn't have it with me today, and it got down to like the low 60s, which for our area is like cold, especially when you're wearing a short sleeve fisherman shirt.
Nice. So, yeah.
So there was that.
Yes, I understand because I'm wearing a super thin hoodie. And we've talked about it before on the podcast, but like all places of business, once it drops like 2 degrees, turn on the heater and they crank it up like 10 degrees.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's literally one of the things that makes me just stand there, sweat, and be like,
yeah,
why?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
Not a fan. But you know what I am a fan of?
What are you a fan of, brother?
Pumpkin spice ramen noodles.
Oh man. Now there's something that I've seen. I've noticed via your social media, which you can find the link to in the description,
yes,
that I am not the only one who had this reaction.
I'm surrounded by negativity.
You're surrounded by people who have a brain.
Yeah, bunch of vanilla people.
We're not elves.
I posted it and got so much hate immediately after posting.
I wouldn't call it hate.
Well,
you received feedback that you did not agree with.
Hate mail.
Yeah.
There was definitely an adverse reaction from the general public.
Yeah.
But there were several people who were very intrigued and interested, and they demanded that I talk about it on the show. So here I am doing that. Mm. It is wonderful. It is not savory at all. It is very pumpkin spice forward, along with cinnamon and brown sugar and whatnot, just
yum,
with a noodle texture.
Yeah.
Which is the clincher for a lot of people.
Yeah. It's literally like what it is, what Buddy the Elf creates.
Basically.
When he puts the syrup and the chocolate and everything on the
noodle. And then it recommends on the cup that you put Cool Whip.
Well, you had me interested for a second. Marshmallows,
Cool Whip is good.
Cool Whip is good, but when you're talking about marshmallows, come on, sir.
I could probably get away with putting marshmallows in there, but I put some Cool Whip in there, and it melted and created like a sauce.
Just something. Some things just shouldn't happen. We've talked about the pizza.
The future is now.
We've talked about the pizza crust dipped into the Sprite. We've talked about, this is another one of those things.
I went and bought like 16 cups.
Yeah, and you also put that on social media.
I made a tower.
Yeah.
I did not put that on social media, but I made a tower of them in my house.
Well,
it's like a pyramid.
Well, you need to put that on the socials. That's like an Instagrammable thing.
Yeah, it's very much.
So you should do that.
Very much stacked.
I would like it.
Nice.
I would like the photo. Well, I'm glad that you. I'm glad that you managed to find something that you enjoy. took you long enough,
right?
One's got to go.
Ooh.
Brother Tyler.
Oh, my.
I got one for you today.
Okay.
I think we've done one similar.
That's fine.
But this is with different specifics.
Okay.
I'm going to list 3 artists of music that you enjoy.
Oh, my.
And one of them's got to go.
I'm scared.
First up is Brother Eddie James.
Okay.
Second is our new personal friend, Mark Barlow.
I knew it was coming.
And then third, of course, holding it down is IBC.
Oh, I knew that was coming soon.
Choose, Reyes.
No! How horrible.
One's got to go.
Oh,
and just,
man.
You know, if I may say, Mark Barlow, we've talked about him on the show.
Yeah.
We've since had conversations
with
Brother Barlow. And just stay tuned. I'll just say that.
Oh, my.
Eddie James, Mark Barlow, IBC. Put that on an album.
I do know. But hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this is with a very heavy heart.
With a very, very heavy heart.
This was not an easy choice to make, but I'm going to have to go with Eddie James. Because IBC does so many Eddie James songs anyways.
Well, and he says only IBC can do Eddie James better than Eddie James.
And that would be the only reason that I would pick Eddie James. And that's like, I have to get rid of one.
Right.
I am not pleased with this decision.
You would be sad. It's not like, oh, good riddance. It's not like me with the Heat.
Right. This is like, unfortunately, one has got to go.
Right.
And it is Eddie James, I guess. That hurts my heart thinking about.
Well, the good news is it's just a game. You don't have to actually get rid of it.
Well, and which is great because as you'll see in one of our upcoming episodes, you'll see exactly how much I listened to each of those artists this year alone.
Right.
Oh, stay tuned.
We're definitely going to see. Now, normally right here, we would have the little jingle that puts us into our main topic.
Right.
We're doing things a little bit different this week. We actually have already had our conversation.
Yeah.
Today, we are going to play that for you. We had a conversation with Brandon Crooker of the Apostolic Theory podcast.
Yeah, we did.
And he was kind enough to grace us with his presence. And this is part of our Spotlight series. For those that don't know, Spotlight is where we take the time to be like, hey, look, see that apostolic content? You should check that out.
Yeah, you should.
So we had a conversation with him the other night, and now we're going to play it now for your listening pleasure. We hope you enjoy. Glad to have you, brother.
Good to be with you folks.
Well, we are very excited to have you. We've got some questions for you today. We're going to talk about your podcast and some things that you're doing over there. But before we do, tell us a little bit about you and who you are.
Well, technically, I'm a second-generation Pentecostal, but, you know, when we're talking about generational Pentecost, you know, we got to remember that at some point, we all had to get it for ourselves.
That's right. Amen.
So I would say I struggled a lot with my walk with God, probably until I was 19, 20. And when I really started getting grounded, and really built that relationship with God, got deep in theological studies and things of that nature. And I've been preaching since I was, goodness, I think the first time I preached was at our youth camp here in Maine. We had a local youth camp, and I was 16 years old.
Oh, wow.
So I've been, you know, heavily involved in ministry and preaching since then, and God's been doing some incredible things. I might wait to talk about, you know, the books that I'm authoring and working on and all that maybe a little later in the episode, but that's just a little bit of background. I'm married. I've been married for 3 years. We've got 6 kids, so love my kids. They're a blessing, and we have this running joke at my church, and, you know, the Bible says that blessed is the man with his quiver full. And so my pastor dared to ask the question, how many arrows are in a quiver? So I researched it, and it's like 25.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
My.
More power to you. So when did you realize that you wanted to start a podcast? And how did you know, like, what kind of podcast that you wanted that to be?
So for me, it was really strange, actually. What happened was I was donating plasma. I was going through a season of life where I was consistently making the commitment to donate plasma with COVID, and, you know, and it would just help people that were struggling with their own plasma, things like that. So I made a commitment for a year to donate plasma, and I did that. And I was listening, because what I would do is I would bring my ear pods and I'd put them in my ears and just listen to whether it be preaching or, and I discovered the Kingdom Speak podcast with Daniel McKillop.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just, I mean, incredible content. And so I was like, maybe I ought to start my own podcast. And, well, I was praying about it, and I was like, well, what in the world would I call it? A Day in the Life of Brandon? I mean,
Right.
So, and as I was praying about it, the thought apostolic theory came to my mind, and I said, okay. I went to my pastor, and I talked with my pastor, and he said, I think that'd be tremendous. And I said, okay, well, let's do it. And I went ahead, and I started, I think the first three episodes were just me. And then I just started having guests. And we've had some incredible anointed guests on Apostolic Theory, and God has been blessing it, and people's lives are being touched, changed, and transformed. And that's really what my podcast is all about. It's about helping the next generation of Pentecostals be equipped, empowered to do the work that God has called us all to do.
For sure, man. And it is definitely an excellent tool for that. Now, I am personally, like, I'm a tech geek. I love technology and just the tools that God has given us to make things happen. So if you will, tell us a little bit about your setup as far as, like, you know, what equipment and software you use to make your podcast happen.
So the first few episodes, little clunky. I actually started off with just my iPhone and the Anchor app. And Anchor has been a tremendous blessing because,
amen.
You know, you can just use it. They have all kinds of different tools that you can use, and it's just an incredible resource. And, you know, I think God had to make it just for me.
I feel the same way.
So, started off with just my iPhone and the app, and I'd say, goodness, probably 2, 3, maybe 4 months ago, bought just a small little microphone. I don't even know the name brand. On Amazon, the wife bought it for me, and she's like, "I think this might help." And so we went with it, and it captured the audio a lot better. It had a little condenser on it. So the next episode that I actually record will be video as well. So we've got a camcorder, we've got a new mic setup with a small soundboard, sound card that I bought for fairly cheap on Amazon. You know, we're just taking baby steps to have the best audio quality and video quality that we can, because there's nothing, I don't want to be that guy that has really great content, but it's hard to keep your attention on it because the audio is so bad.
Very important.
That's the daily fear, bro.
Very important.
I understand.
Well, man, with six kids, like, you have to be a planner to some extent, I feel like, in regards to, like, getting everything organized and, like, done in a timely manner and whatnot. So with your podcast, like, what does planning your episodes look like? Like, what is that process for you?
The very first thing, reaching, before I even consider what the topic will be or who I'm going to have on, it always starts with prayer. Because for me, I feel like every episode, a lot like a church service, has a unique fingerprint of God that God wants to reveal to each listener.
Right.
And so for me, it starts with prayer, and then I sort of follow the leading of the Spirit. And if I feel like, hey, reach out to this person, they might be real, you know, good on the podcast, I'll say, okay, and then I'll reach out. More often than not, I've had way more yeses than I've had no's. So,
well, that's great. Yeah.
And then planning that, it's obviously with working a job, with working on books and magazines and, you know, wrangling around the football team of kids I have, it's really making sure that I'm still saving the time for my family that they need from me, and making sure that the podcast episode doesn't really conflict with that. So more often than not, I'll record at night when the kids are in bed, and I'll sort of plan it that way, or in between if work schedules and things like that, if if I have the availability to do that as well.
I understand that. So, you know, opening, you know, going to God in prayer, that is absolutely essential, especially for the type of content that you're putting out. With that being said, obviously we live life, things happen. Sometimes things don't go exactly according to plan for one reason or another. We've had several episodes here kind of go south just because, like, just for example, one time we had recorded about two or three ahead, and the SD card those episodes were on, that SD card was in my bag that got stolen. So there's just sometimes things happen. With that being said, have you ever recorded an episode and then for whatever reason decided to ultimately not to publish it, not to put it out to for people to hear?
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe the people listening to this will get mad at me, but I've had three incredible podcast episodes, great content, but when we bring it back to audio quality, I was still trying to figure it out, and I actually forgot to hit record, and so we won't talk about that too much, but yeah. I had Nate Whitley, the author and the preacher, he's written several books. We were talking about keeping the content in context, and it was talking about keeping the Bible in the context, obviously, of when it was written, and not taking it out of context to serve our own purposes and things like that. And I mean, it was a great episode. Forgot to hit record, so didn't have any of it.
Man,
we can definitely relate to
we can relate to that. You know, when there's two of us, it's almost like there's twice the chance of something going wrong as far as on the technical side.
Right.
And we've had a couple of different episodes where one of our tracks would record, but then the other one didn't for whatever reason. That's definitely happened to us before.
It was a very stressful time indeed. You were talking a second ago about the audio quality and how you've been trying to figure it out. You've even went through some different microphones and things like that. Maybe besides the audio quality, what is the biggest difference between your first episode and your most recent one?
I would say the biggest difference would be the way that I approach each episode. Obviously, I've always started off with prayer. But the first episode was just me talking. It was sort of a Bible study that I'd prepared that I'd preached over, you know, several different pulpits. And I said, well, we'll start here. And I mean, it's the most listened to episode, but it's still, I feel like I maybe could have done better. But every single episode after that, I'm not second guessing it. We're recording. I'll go through and if there seems to be any type of audio discrepancy or something like that, I'll try and edit it out and all that fancy stuff and then make it. So maybe I'm more conscientious of the way that it's sounding throughout the recording process as opposed to waiting till after. I guess that's really the only thing that I could think of.
I understand that. And you know, that's something that really changed here too. Whenever we first started, I basically fixed everything with editing, but as we've went forward, now we strive our best to make sure that, you know, as little editing as possible is the goal. You know, whenever we're in the middle of recording, you try to save it to, like you said, you focus more so on what you're doing in the moment rather than trying to fix it in the editing. So I definitely understand that.
It doesn't always work out like that.
No, but, it does not.
We definitely try.
We try, man. We get an A for effort. You know, this thing that we're doing now, just creating apostolic content, we feel here that it's very important. We are advocates for it, and we feel that that, you know, we could do probably just series after series on the importance of apostolic content. But to you, in your words, in your opinion, how important is apostolic content?
I believe that apostolic content is essential in the life of a believer. And I'm going to tell you why. The reason I believe that is because with a world with so many versions, if you will, of the gospel, we have to always bring it back to what does the Bible have to say about this. And one of my episodes with Brother Kelly Nix, he said the apostolic church needs to preach Bible doctrine, not apostolic doctrine. And so when you think about that, it's, well, yeah, because we are apostolic, that means we have Bible doctrine.
Right.
And so when we're thinking about apostolic content, you know, the reason it's so essential is because we have all these different resources from other versions or religions, if you will, that are vying for our attention. And apostolic content is going to help keep us grounded and keep us, you know, moving forward in our faith. So that's why I think that it's so important. It's so critical. It's necessary.
I definitely agree with that wholeheartedly. There's so many avenues of entertainment and media out there. And anybody with any piece of technology can put it out there. So it's like, why not us? You know, why not make apostolic content that is clean, family friendly, uplifting, encouraging, just like anything in that vein, like is so essential and so important in my opinion.
And one of my favorite things about it is today there's no shortage of apostolic content. You can find any kind of apostolic podcast that you want covering a variety of different topics from different areas all around the world. It is great for people out there to now, if you want to listen to clean content, if you want to listen to content that's apostolic in nature, you now very much so have that option. It is available to you. And in this world, I think that is a beautiful thing.
Well, and not even just podcasts, but music, apostolic music. There's so many artists out there that are putting out new music. It's great. YouTube videos, vlogs, things of that nature. Even books. I know earlier in this episode, you had talked about some of the books that you'd written. Can you talk to us a little bit about that or any other content that you make outside the podcast?
Absolutely. I wrote my first book, Matters of the Heart, during the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
And so it was because I had so much time on my hands, bro.
Yeah.
I literally lost my job because people were so afraid of a virus.
Oh, no.
We won't talk about too much of that, but I was in inventory. So obviously you have to go into the stores, and with everybody being shut down, there was no work. So
yeah,
lost my job, and I had to find a way to, an outlet, if you will, to use that creativity. And I started off actually by doing through my ministry page, Brandon Crooker Ministries on Facebook. I was doing every single Monday I did a Bible study, and the Bible study I was doing was titled Matters of the Heart. And I was just really digging into the Word of God and studying the Word of God about what it says about our heart and how God wants our heart and why it's so imperative that we give God our hearts in every manner and aspect of our life. Well, one of my days, nights in prayer, I really felt led to make it, to write it into a book. So we did some editing. We went through a publisher, and that's great. If you're, you know, looking to publish a book and you want someone to promote it and all that, but I don't recommend Vanity Presses for any of our fellow authors out there.
Right.
You can get a lot more out of publishing on Amazon or smaller publishing companies. So let that be a nice recommendation for anybody listening that is aspiring to write.
Absolutely.
So released my first book, Matters of the Heart, exploring what the Bible says about the heart. And then in 2 months ago, I released another book, Faith to Faith. What is faith? Where does it come from? And how do we use it? Incredible resource. Just a small, like 100-page book. Definitely worth the read if you're looking to build on really what you already know as an apostolic. Great for new converts, but mostly for Bible study purposes. Great book. And you can get that on Amazon, anybody that's listening and interested.
For sure.
So all of that sort of led me to write a magazine. I put a magazine together. It's called The Pentecostal Periodical. And
nice.
For $45 a year, you can get 12 copies, 12 issues. So that's one issue a month. Apostolic content, that's what we're talking about, the importance of apostolic
nice.
Content.
And yes, sir.
100% apostolic content. Incredible writers. We've had Charles Robinette wrote an article for us in our October issue. And, I mean, that was incredible. So very excited about what God's doing through all of that. Going to have a bookstore through the Pentecostal Periodical called the Pentecostal Bookstore. And you can access any of my books or any apostolic author books. That's going to be the only kind of book that we carry. So it'll be a great place to go to get books written by apostolic Pentecostal authors so you know you're reading the truth. And filling your mind with the Word of God as it's meant.
Yes, sir. Well, that is awesome, man. All of that, I mean, you are really doing your part in making sure that apostolic content is out there,
right.
And that is something to be celebrated. It's a beautiful thing to see. Now, as far as in the area of making a podcast, you know, you were inspired to do so by hearing someone else's podcast, and just like I think a lot of us were. So someone is probably listening to your show or maybe even listening to this episode right now, and they may possibly be thinking the same thing, that, you know, maybe I should start a podcast. For that person, do you have any advice for them as to what they may, what they probably should or shouldn't do if they're on the fence about starting their own podcast?
Anybody that's on the fence about starting a podcast or feels to start a podcast, I think they should, because when we're talking about how important it is, you know, you are going to have a different perspective than I do. You have a different background, a different testimony than I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'd really like to see, if anybody listening is into like comedy, stand-up comedy, things like that, I would love to see an apostolic comedian. I would love it.
That would be great.
That would be tremendous.
That would be amazing.
Nice, clean, Christian, apostolic comedy. I would love that, because when I was in the world, man, I loved stand-up comedy, but you just can't find any real clean content. It's hard. And it'll be good. You know, it's good for entertainment purposes and to keep things light, and that would be awesome. But if you're on the fence about starting a podcast, just do it. Just download Anchor and start your own podcast.
Just do it, man.
It's really that easy.
It really is. I agree 100%, and I agree with your advice that you should just do it. I mean, if you do it and you don't like it, you can always stop. But, you know, there really is nothing
don't
quite.
Don't do it. Don't stop.
Well, you can
do it.
Well, the thing is, there comes a point in time when you just got to pull the trigger and do it, you know.
Right.
So I agree with that 100%.
Just like writing a book, man. If anybody on here feels like writing a book, I'm a publisher now too, so
there you go.
Hit me up.
Absolutely.
Get your book thing.
Well, where can people that are interested, where can they find your podcast?
Well, my podcast, Apostolic Theory, is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and somewhere else. Pocket Cast, I think, is what it's called.
Mm-hmm. That's what I use. It's on there.
Yeah. And then so I think it might just be anywhere that you can get podcasts. But as far as I know, those are the four major ones where you can get access it to.
Yes, sir. Well, bro.
I've had a wonderful time.
I have too. And thank you so much for taking the time to be on here with us today. Thank you so much for talking to us about your show. We really appreciate it.
It was honestly, bro, it was my honor. I'm thankful that you guys thought of me and looking forward to what God's going to do.
Yes, sir. Us too. Well, thank you so much, man. And we'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow!
What a
great time!
What a nice guy.
What a knowledgeable man!
Yes,
that who has written books.
Right, right. I mean,
can you imagine us writing a book?
I could barely imagine reading a book outside of the Bible.
Well, the Bible contains many books.
Yeah, 66 to be exact.
Exactly.
I know that because I was coerced into learning them.
I was coerced
in exchange for money.
I was bribed. Oh, yeah. So you were bribed.
I was.
I was going to make a bribe joke.
No. Actually, I was given $1 for every book I memorized, and then once I memorized all 66, I got a $100 bonus.
Wow!
And I remember specifically spending it on Legos.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta buy a Lego somehow.
Right. It was like Bionicles specifically. Well, not a sponsor.
Right. Not a sponsor. Well, you could be. We're thankful for Brandon for taking the time to talk to us today. We appreciate that. Go check out his show. Go check out his books. And the links to those will be down in the description.
Ooh-wee, this week on Drop the Bop. Do I ever got a bop for you?
I hope so.
I had one laid out, and then this one just came in like a freight train, and I gave myself a headache on the way home for listening to it so much, so often, and so loud.
Mm.
That was redundant, but that just shows you how good it is.
Well,
I listen to it much and often.
So what you're saying is you like it.
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
This song is called... Nadie Como Tú, I believe I'm saying that right. Please go check it out. It is by Maverick City Musica and Maverick City Music, featuring Aaron Moses, Israel Houghton, and his wife, whose name I can pronounce even less than I can Houghton. So,
Sister Houghton.
Yes, Sister Houghton.
Well, I'm assuming she took his name.
Adrienne, I believe, is her first
Sister
name.
Sister Adrienne.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, check this out. It is a bop. If there ever was a bop on here, it is very upbeat, very, very just.
I can't help but notice the name. Is it in English?
It is a Spanglish song.
Spanglish.
That is, the chorus is.
Much like you and I.
Right. Right. Actually, the verse and the chorus is half English, half Spanish.
Uh-huh.
So they'll sing the English part and then they'll repeat it again in Spanish. It's really, really cool.
Well, that's helpful.
And it's not like something that you listen to and you're like, ah.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
And it's. I don't want to say it's repetitive, but it is easy to catch on to because of the reoccurring phrases.
Yeah.
But like, it's in English and Spanish, so you don't even notice it. And
right.
The music is just, it makes you want to dance, you know?
Well, maybe you should. Maybe you should just break out and dance.
Absolutely.
You know, dance for the Lord.
Right. As David did.
Right. And as we should.
Right.
Unashamedly.
Exactly. The links for those will be in our Instagram highlights for Apple Music and Spotify, but you can check those out by following us on Instagram. Links below.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can give us a follow at ThatTablePod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the support tab on our website at www.thattablepod.com. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.